先有点祷告。主啊，我们谢谢你，欢喜快乐来到你的面前。
We come to your presence rejoicing。
说话的神向我们说话。
We ask once again that you would speak to us。
把你的话说到我们心中。
Speak your words into the depth of our hearts。
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name。
Amen。感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
这个余弟兄不在啊，还要我跟弟兄讲。
Brother Yu is not here。
他要我这个跟弟兄姊妹有些交通。
He asked me to have some sharings with brothers and sisters。
他说你是交通登山宝训。
I want you to speak on the Sermon on the Mount。
这个登山宝训太大了。
And the Sermon on the Mount, the message is too big。
我只能简短简短的交通。
I could but just summarize it and shorten it and shorten it。
我在想出什么题目呢？
And I was thinking about what should be the theme, what should be the topic.
本来说这个天国是他们的啊。
Originally, I was going to say the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
因为经节是这样讲，天国是他们的。
Because that's what the scripture says. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
后来我这个考虑好几个礼拜。
And I pondered and pondered and thought about it for a number of weeks.
我就把这个题目出现了，天国是我们的。
And I changed it. I said the kingdom of heaven is ours.
我非常喜欢这个题目。
I really like this particular topic or this theme.
不是说是因为我取的，所以我喜欢。
It's not because you know I named it and I liked it.
因为神要把天国赐给我们了。
It is because God wants to give us the kingdom of heaven.
如果天国只是他们的，对我没有帮助。
If the kingdom of heaven is only belongs to them, then it has nothing to do with me.
天国必须是我的。
The kingdom of heaven has to be mine.
我说不定没有很多东西啊。
And I may not have a lot to say.
但是我有天国。
But I have the kingdom of heaven.
神要把天国赐给我。
God wants to give me the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们再来到这个登山宝训，我们都很熟了啊。
I'm sure we're all very familiar with the Sermon on the Mount.
那我再来交通一下这个背景。
And I want to share with everyone a little bit about the background.
这个在马太第五章，我们的主就开始说话。
In Matthew chapter 5, our Lord begins to speak.
这是新约里面记载的主的第一篇信息。
And this is the very first message that's recorded in the New Testament that's from the Lord.
我们的主来了。
Our Lord came.
他是来做王的。
He came to be king.
他说了第一篇的信息。
The very first message that he gave.
非常重要。
It's very important.
所以我们要听进去。
So we need to hear it and receive it.
新约啊，我们晓得这个神的话是对我们有帮助的。
And we know that the word of God is beneficial to us.
这个在神跟人的神的说话。就把神跟人的关系啊建立起来。
And when God speaks, God has established a relationship between God and man.
神说话，事情就改变了。
And when God speaks, things change.
神说话，人就改变了。
When God speaks, man is changed.
神说话，历史就改变了。
When God speaks, history is changed.
我们在看这个以色列人的历史啊。
When we look at the history of the Israelites,
这个以色列人啊到了埃及。
And the people of Israel or the Israelites came to Egypt, and they stayed there for about 400 years.
神把他们就救出来了。
And so God delivered them,
把他们带到旷野
and brought them in the middle of the wilderness.
我们都知道发生什么事啊。
We all know what happened, right?
神在旷野啊，马很快的。
And in the middle of the wilderness,
神就把他的律法赐给他们。
Very quickly, He gave them His law.
这个以后这个旧约的记载啊。
And according to the recording of the Old Testament,
就是以律法为中心
and is centered around the law.
神跟人的关系就是建立在律法上。
The relationship between God and man is centered around the law.
神来了，把律法给人。
God came to give His law to man.
给以色列人。
To give to the people of Israel.
要以色列人啊遵守这个律法。
That the people of Israel would hold fast to the law.
以色列人如果守律法，他们就蒙福啊。
If they are able to keep the law, then they will be blessed.
但是啊，我们都知道这个历史啊。
And again, we know the history.
这个以色列人啊，很可怜啊。
And it's very tragic for the people of Israel.
他们啊，失败了。
They failed.
他们失脚。
They slipped.
他们失脚了。他们没有办法完成神的心意啊。
They lost their footing. They could not accomplish the heart of God.
但是在神主宰的安排之下
But in the sovereignty of the Lord's plan,
因着他们的失败，他们的失脚
Because they slipped and they stumbled,
救恩就临到外邦人
Salvation has now come to the Gentiles.
这是神的智慧
This is the wisdom of God.
因着他们的失败
And because of their failures,
我们这些外邦人都得福了,
we who are Gentiles, we may be blessed.
我们今天能够坐在这里,
we are able to sit here today.
我们要谢谢那些以色列人,
we need to thank those Jews
因为他们失败了,
because they failed.
神祝福了我们,
God blessed us. That God brought about a New Testament.
新约一开始,
and at the beginning of the New Testament, God Himself came.
道成肉身了,
and He came in the flesh.
他来在这里, 建立他的国度,
He came to establish His kingdom.
在这里有一个新的王,
now here there's a new king.
在这里有新的国度,
there's a new kingdom.
有新的行政,
there's a new administration.
新的国民啊,
and there's a new group of people.
我们就是这个国的国民,
and we are the citizens of this kingdom.
我们是主所救出来的,
we are those who have been drawn out and redeemed.
从世界里面把我们救出来,
out of the world, He has drew us out.
把我们带到神的国里,
He's brought us into the kingdom of God.
在神的国里啊,
and in the kingdom of God,
需要什么呢?
What do we need?
你有国王,
there is a king,
你有国度,
and there's a kingdom.
你有国民,
and there's a citizen.
你需要什么呢?
What else do you need?
你说需要什么?
What is it that we need?
一个国家这时候需要什么呢?
What does this kingdom need?
这个国家需要个宪法,
and we need laws for this kingdom.
是不是需要个宪法?
Don't we need laws for this kingdom?
把这个国家跟国民的关系啊, 解释得清楚,
To bring a relationship, to describe the relationship between the king and the kingdom.
神国到底怎么回事啊?
And what is going on with this kingdom?
我们在里面要干什么啊?
And what is it that we're supposed to do?
要说清楚啊?
And we need to be very clear.
就像旧约神向以色列人说得非常清楚啊?
Just like the Old Testament, the Lord made it very clear.
一点一点一点一点的非常清楚啊?
Every single point He lined out.
以色列人照着做就蒙福了。
People of Israel, do accordingly, then you'll be blessed.
所以这个一个国家的宪法非常非常重要。
So this kingdom must have a set of rules that's very important to it.
我就讲一个简单的例子给你们听。
I'll give a very simple example for you.
我想我们中间很多这个年轻人都知道。
And many young people here would know what I'm saying.
美国这个国家是什么时候成立的?
When was this nation established?
我们知道它的 Independence Day.
The Independence Day?
是1776年的7月4号,
July 4th, 1776.
这个美国这个国家建立了,
and this country was established.
他们觉得非常非常的高兴的,
and they rejoiced.
新的国家了,
it's a new country now.
新的国家,
and there's great hope that comes with it.
可是那个时候美国这个国家没有宪法,
and at that very time, there are no laws governing this land.
问题都来了,
so all of a sudden, all the problems arise.
那时候美国它是 United States 啊, 是不是?
And at the time, it was just a United States.
它有很多的 states.
They're basically constituted many, many different states.
这个 state 跟 state 的关系啊,
and the relationship from state to state,
不清楚,
is very unclear.
这个 state 跟这个国家的关系啊,
the state relation to the nation as a whole
也不清楚,
was also unclear.
所以后来啦, 这些state, 很多state啊, 就不交钱了,
and then very shortly after, the states ceased to give money to the government.
不管这个国家,
and they didn't care about this nation anymore.
所以这个国家维持不下去了,
so this nation can no longer sustain itself.
军队那时候还在跟英国人打仗,
and at the time, the military was still going through the final battles with England.
没有钱去发薪水,
and they didn't have the money to pay the wages for the soldiers.
那个军人啊不干了,
so all the soldiers, they basically quit.
打仗没有钱的,
so if I fight without money,
不打了,
I'm not fighting anymore.
回家, 回家,
I'm just going to go home.
所以这个美国这个国家就发生了很大的问题啊,
so a big problem arises.
国家就collapse了,
as the country begins to collapse.
为什么呢?
Because
没有一个东西把国家聚在一起,
there's nothing that brings it together.
把这个州啊, 聚在一起,
there's nothing that centralizes the states.
甚至聪明人啊, 就说我们需要个宪法,
so the wise says that we need to have a set of laws.
那这个宪法什么时候成立的呢?
And when was the laws established?
这个 US Constitution, 这是很大的事了, 是不是?
The United States Constitution.
他们今天啊, 你在这个法学院, 要读法律, 这个美国的宪法是要会背的。
And for those individuals who desire to be lawyers of this land, you need to be able to recite and to memorize the Constitution.
事实上的很多高中的, 我们在做高中生啊, 他们也会背美国的宪法。
Even those who are high school students, they need to be able to recite the Constitution.
非常非常重要。
It's very important.
对不对? 因为他们有了这个宪法,
and because of the Constitution,
这个国家就 恢复正常。
The country has been established.
这个宪法是什么时候 signed 的呢
？And when was the Constitution signed？
是1778年。对不起，1787年。
1787。
是11年之后。
11 years after the country became independent.
这个有这个宪法。
And because of the Constitution,
这个国家就恢复正常。
And this country returned back to normal.
我们跟谁呢？
And our relationship with God,
我们需要宪法。
We need to have laws.
主耶稣来了。
So the Lord Jesus came.
向我们说话。
And he came and spoke to us.
说就非常非常宝贵的马太福音五章这些登山的宝训。
So now he speaks to us through the Sermon on the Mount.
把神跟人的关系啊说得清楚。
To reestablish the rightful relationship between God and man.
主要主我们在看这些话，我们就知道主要我们做什么。
And then when we read these words, we know exactly what the Lord desires to do.
我就简单的说了啊。
So I'm going to very simply tell everyone.
主要我们啊，把这个天国的宝贵生命活出来。
And the Lord wants us to be able to live out the precious life of the kingdom of heaven.
我们不光是得到一个生命啊。
We did not only receive this life.
我们要把这个生命活出来。
But He wants us to live out this life.
我们把这个生命活出来了。
And when we live out this life.
我们就跟神有一个非常美好的关系。
Then we will have a wonderful relationship with God.
我们就跟神啊啊有一个健康的关系。
And then we'll have a healthy relationship with God.
天国就是我们的。
And the kingdom of heaven will be ours.
就得到那个实际。
And then we'll have the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们就读这个马太第五章啊，我们就看这一点一点一点的啊。
So I'm going to ask you to return to Matthew chapter 5.
我们从马太第五章啊，从三节啊。我们把这个这个八福啊，我们去念，我们三节念到第十节，好不好
？We'll read from verse 3 to verse 10 together.
我们一起，我们念的时候啊，我们就专心用心的念，因为这是主向我们所说的话。
When we read, I ask everybody to use your heart to read it because these are the words that God is speaking to us.
我们一起来念啊。
Let's read it together.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的；哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必得保；公义的人有福了，因为他们必得保足；连续人的人有福了，因为他们必得连续；清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神；使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。在这里啊，主就跟我们讲，叫我们做怎么样的人。
And here the Lord tells us very clearly what kind of person He wants us to be.
我等一下，我再回来啊，再细的交通这几节。
And I will come back and go in more detail of these.
就是我现在就很简短的。讲一下这几节啊。
But very quickly, I will summarize these verses.
首先，主要我们做一个虚心的人。
First of all, the Lord wants us to be those who are poor in spirit.
在原文里面啊，他是讲叫我们做一个邻里贫穷的人。
And again, the very words, the original language for us to be impoverished in the spirit.
主要我们做一个邻里面觉得有需要的人。
And to be people who feels that in my spirit there is a need.
觉得邻里面有一个饥渴。
But to know that inside of me there's a hunger.
我要神。
I want God.
我要主。
I want the Lord.
我要天国。
I want this kingdom of heaven.
我要不要。
Do you want it?
我们要把这个生命活出来。
And we want to live out this aspect of our life.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们要做一个哀痛的人。
And we need to be one who mourns.
我们要与神来一同忧伤。
And we need to mourn with God.
因为我看看自己的情形不好。
When we see ourselves, we know we're not any good. We look at our environment, our circumstances, they're not any good.
失去的东西很多啊。
We lose a lot of things.
失去很多的祝福。
We lose a lot of blessings.
我为这个很哀痛。
And because of these things, I mourn.
就像那个旧约的先知们一样。
And just like the prophets of the Old Testament.
他们为那个情形在那里哀痛。
And for the condition of the nation at the time, they were mourning.
温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are meek.
要把温柔活出来。
And we need to live out meekness.
像神是软的。
And we are soft towards God.
不是像神是硬的。
And we're not hard towards God.
你像神硬了，神就弃绝你。
If you're difficult towards God, you're hard towards God, God will forsake you.
我们看见所有在圣经里面像神硬的人带来都是审判。
And we see that everyone who has a hard heart towards God resulted in judgment from God.
要向主说主啊，我愿意向你柔软。
And we need to say to the Lord, Lord, I'm willing to be soft towards you.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they are blessed.
我饥渴慕义什么呢？
And what am I hungry and thirsting for?
我饥渴慕义啊，跟神的关系要对。
I hunger and I thirst that my relationship with God is right.
我愿意讨主的喜悦。
I want to please Him.
我们有这样的心啊。
We need to have this heart.
再来是连续等的人有福了。
And then those who are merciful, they are blessed.
我们的主是满了连续。
The Lord our God is full of mercy.
主啊，把这样连续的心也给我。
Lord, please give me this heart of mercy.
像我们的主一样。
But to be like you, Lord.
清心的人有福了。
And blessed are those who are pure in heart.
主啊，我的心常常不干净啊。
Lord, my heart is often filthy.
主啊，给我一个单洁的心。
Lord, give me a simple and a pure heart.
给我清洁的心。
Give me a clean heart.
我对神就有真的认识。
And then I would have a true understanding and knowing of you.
我就看见神了。
I'll be able to see you.
使人和睦的人有福了。
And blessed are those who are peacemakers.
把平安带给人了。
Those who bring peace to man.
把人带到神的面前。
But those who bring man before God.
把人带到神的祝福中了。
But bring man into the blessings of God.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
主为我，我也为主。
The Lord is for me, and I am also for the Lord.
这是理所当然的。
This is reasonable.
主要我们把这样的生命活出来。
God wants to live out this kind of life.
这是一个很大的challenge，是不是？
And it is a very big challenge for all of us.
但是这是主的宪法。
But these are the laws of His land.
主要我们啊。 活出这样的生命,
The Lord wants us to live out this life.
这个生命在不在我们里面呢?
Whether this life is in us or not,
这生命是在我们的里面,
we need to acknowledge that this life is in us.
我们要把这个生命活出来,
so we ought to be able to live. We need to live out this life.
在我们读马太福音，我们再读下去啊,
if we keep going in this chapter,
啊, 我们就开始有些经节我们就很熟了。
And some of these verses we become very familiar with.
第三节我们当然都很熟了。
Verse 13,
他说, 你们是世上的盐啊,
so you are the salt of the earth.
盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢?
But if the salt loses flavor, how shall it be seasoned?
第四节我们大家也都很熟。
Verse 14, you are also familiar.
你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
这两节大家都很喜欢啊。
And we like both of these verses tremendously.
我们是世上的盐。
We are the salt of the world.
我们在啊。
When we exist,
腐坏的气息就结束。
Corruption no longer exists.
我们是世界的光。
We are the light of the world.
我们在哪里啊?
Where we are.
啊, 神的光就照出来了。
The light of God will shine.
这个很好啊。
And these are all very blessed.
这两节从哪里来呢?
Where did these two verses come from?
接着前面那些话来的。
It came from those verses that the Lord spoke earlier.
我们怎么做盐呢?
How will we be salt?
我们如果不把神的生命活出来，我们都不是盐。
If we cannot live out the life of Jesus, we cannot be salt.
我们怎么做光呢?
How can we be light?
我们看看自己，我们里面有没有光。
And we look at ourselves and we look inside of us, is there light?
我们都是黑暗。
There's darkness within us.
把主活出来了。
But when we live out the Lord,
光就出来了。
Light comes out.
我们是世上的盐,
we are the salt of the world, and we are the light of the world.
就是要把这个生命活出来。
We need to be able to live out this life.
我们再读下去啊，这个马太越读啊，这个我们就觉得challenge越高了。
And then we keep going, we discover that the challenge becomes more and more difficult.
这个第20节,
verse 20,
他这里说啊，我告诉你们，
and what says, for I say to you,
你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
And unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们中间有哪一个人啊, 自己的义是胜过文士和法利赛人的义?
Can anyone say that my righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes?
我们听到这样的话, 我们都很怕。
When we hear these words, we all tremble.
我的义不是没有办法胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
There's no way that my righteousness can exceed their righteousness.
但是这是主的要求啊。
But this is the requirement of the Lord.
要怎么样达到这个要求呢?
So how do we attain to this requirement?
啊, 要把这个生命活出来。
You got to be able to live out the life of Jesus.
再读下去啊。
And so when we keep reading,
啊, 这个困难度越来越高了。
And then it becomes more and more difficult.
啊, 甚至有时候我们读这个马太五章的后面啊,
And when we start reading the end of chapter 5, we begin to say, oh Lord, this doesn't make sense anymore. And somebody, the Lord would say that if somebody strikes you on your left cheek, also Lord, him strike you on the right. That, Lord, that's not reasonable.
And
somebody asks you to walk a mile with him, walk 2 miles.
But
isn't that stupid?
但是这个你就发觉越来越高,
you begin to discover the requirements of the Lord becomes the standard is higher and higher.
而且就回到这个21节啊,
and then when we come back to verse 21,
他里讲到说这个古人说啊，这个凡杀人的必受审判。
And that you have heard that it was said of those of old, that you shall not murder.
不可以杀人。
And you cannot murder.
主说啊，天国的子民啊。
Says, the Lord says to the people of God, you cannot murder.
你像弟兄动怒都不可以。
For those of you who are the citizens of the kingdom of heaven, you cannot even be angry with your brother.
动怒要受审判的。
You have your anger towards your brother without a cause, you will be judged.
又说啊，你不可犯奸淫。
And then it says that thou shalt not commit adultery.
这是旧约，这古人的话,
and these are those of old, the sayings of old.
主耶稣说, 我告诉你们, 你看见妇人动一念的,
Verse 28, but I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
要对付,
you need to deal with it.
要大大的对付,
you need to deal with it in a big way.
要把那个东西砍掉,
and you need to cut that off.
要把它除掉,
and you need to get rid of it.
再下去,
and then when we keep going,
我们就看见了，不可起誓。古人说不可，对不起，古人说啊，你起的誓啊，你要守住啊。
And it was said, I heard of old that you shall not swear falsely. And if you swear, that you need to keep it.
主耶稣说啊,
so the Lord says,
你们的话是就是是。
Let your words be yes,
不是就是不是。
Or no.
若是多说啊, 就是出于那恶者。
If you say anything more than that, it's of the evil one.
所以我们要注意我们所说的话。
So we need to watch what we say.
我们要注意我们所说的话的根源是什么。
We need to watch the root of what we're saying.
那读下去我们刚才讲过, 这个古人说啊, 这个, 以眼还眼, 以牙还牙。
It's been heard from a saying of the old that an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
只是主说，我告诉你们，有人打你的左脸，连右脸也拿过来给他打。
So here the Lord said, verse 39, but I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also.
所以，在我们经历里面，我们有没有这样做？
Has anybody in your experience done that?
其实我跟你们讲啊，所有做妈妈的，天天这样做。
And I would tell you all those who are moms, every single day you're going through it.
你的孩子左脸右脸天天在打你。
And they are slapping you on the left and on the right every day.
但是你的生命比他大。
But your life is greater than their life.
所以你无所谓了。
And so you endure it.
所以我们在操练我们的生命要做一个大的生命。
And so our life needs to be enlarged, needs to be broadened.
有人要拿你的礼衣啊。
And somebody wants to take your cloak.
你连外衣也给他。
Even your inner garment, give it to him.
有人要你走一里的路,
and somebody who wants you to walk a mile with him,
啊, 你陪他走两里的路,
go walk two with him.
我们再读下去, 我们觉得啊, 这个要求太高, 太高,
and then if we keep going, again, we realize the requirement is getting
higher.
And it's indeed impossible for us to do.
48节啊, 那这是这一章的 conclusion 啊,
and verse 48 is the conclusion of this chapter.
你, 我们敢不敢读这一节啊?
And you dare to read this verse?
你敢像你自己说这样的读这一节吗?
Can you say this verse to yourself?
我们一起来读好不好?
Let's read it together.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父一样。 我们要完全。 我们完不完全。
We need to be perfect. Are we perfect?
我们完不完全。
Are we perfect?
我们都不完全。
None of us are perfect.
但是主要我们完全,
but the Lord wants us to be perfect.
啊, 这个完全的生命在我们里面,
but this perfect life is in us.
所以我们要学啊, 我们要努力啊,
so we need to learn, we need to be diligent.
神把我们摆在这个天国里啊,
and when the Lord placed us in the kingdom of heaven,
他就是要我们活出这样的生命啊,
he wants us to live out this life.
让我们天父完全一样,
and want us to be as perfect as our Heavenly Father.
所以你说这个章节重不重要？
And I ask you, is this chapter important?
神对我们的标准很高很高啊。
The God's standard for us is actually quite high.
神对我们的标准太高太高了。
God's standard for His people is extremely high.
但是感谢主，主也给我们够用的恩典啊。
But we thank the Lord that He's given us sufficient grace.
我们再下去就进到这个马太第六章了。
And we keep going, we will come to Matthew chapter 6.
马太第六章是非常丰富的一章。
And then we come to again a very full chapter.
我们当然在这里没有办法去讲这个第六章的这个所有的 detail 啊。
And again, I don't have the time to elaborate on the details of this chapter.
我们只能够很快的把这一章带回去。
And very quickly, I will summarize the chapter for everyone.
我们在这一章里面啊。
And in this chapter,
这个天父啊，这个有讲到天父讲了十二次。
The term our Father in heaven, our Heavenly Father, has been mentioned 12 times.
在这一章里面我们在读，我们也讲到跟我们的生活很有关系。
And when we read this particular chapter, we know it has everything to do with our everyday life.
因为读下去我们就在这里面就看见，就叫我不要忧虑啊。
And so as we begin to read, it tells us not to worry.
不要忧虑吃什么喝什么。
Don't worry about what you're going to drink, what you're going to eat.
要求神的国，神的义。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
所以这一章是很 practical 的。
So this chapter begins to get very practical with us.
讲到我的生活。
That in my everyday life.
我们这些天国子民的生活。
The citizens of the kingdom of heaven, how we ought to live.
天国子民的生活啊，跟天父很有关系。
Our daily life has everything to do with our Heavenly Father.
天父不在我的生活里啊，我的生活很空啊。
If our Heavenly Father is not in my life, then my life would be very empty.
我必须把天父带到我的生活里。
I need to be able to allow the Heavenly Father to come into my life.
所以第六章一开始就讲到这个施舍的事。
So at the beginning of chapter 6, it talks about charitable deeds.
他说你施舍的时候啊，不要叫你的左手知道你右手做的。
Just so when you give, when you do charitable deeds, do not allow your right hand to know what your left hand is doing.
因为不管你在做什么啊。
Because no matter what you're doing,
天父在看。
The Father is watching.
他在暗中查看。
He's watching in secret.
他在暗中查看就要报答。
And when he sees you in secret, he will reward you.
所以父都知道。
So the Father knows.
他在看。
Heavenly Father is watching.
我们的生活要在父的面前。
And our daily life is lived before the presence of our Heavenly Father.
我们就要谨慎谨守了。
So we need to be very careful.
因为天父在看。
And our Heavenly Father is watching.
然后再下去就讲到祷告。
And then we keep going. We talk about prayer.
我在这一段我们就很熟了。
And we know this very well.
啊，主导文就在这里。
And the Lord teaches how to pray.
就在这里啊，教我们啊，照着神的心意祷告。
And the Lord says, when you pray, pray according to the heart of the Father.
照神心意祷告是很重要的。
And it's very important when you pray that you pray according to the Father's heart.
我们照神的心意祷告。
When we pray according to His heart,
啊，我们这个人就很清楚了。
And then we become very clear of the things in life.
我就知道怎么过生活了。
I know how to live now.
我就知道我的源头在哪里。
I know where my source is.
我跟父神就有一个美好的交通。
And I have a wonderful fellowship with the Heavenly Father.
我不会祷告。
When I don't know how to pray,
我这个人很可怜了。
And it's quite tragic and very pitiful.
我这个人很贫穷。
I'd be very, very poor.
所以祷告很重要。
So it's very important to pray.
啊，所以。我们就要学会怎样向天父祷告。
So we need to learn how to pray towards our Heavenly Father.
我们知道向天父祷告啊，神就在那里负责我们的生活了。
And we know that when we pray to our Heavenly Father, He's responsible for the way we live.
是不是？我们日用的饮食，他就赐给我们了。
Our daily needs, our daily bread, He will give us.
所以我们要会祷告。
So we need to learn how to pray.
要学习祷告。
We need to learn how to pray daily.
要向主说啊，主啊，我不会祷告。
And we can all say to the Lord, Lord, I don't know how to pray.
我祷告来祷告去，就是那几句话。
I pray here and I pray there. These are the words that I have.
我祷告来祷告去，就是我的孩子，我的孙子。
And no matter how I pray, all I can pray about are my kids and my grandkids.
帮助我，让我会祷告。
Teach me how to pray.
照你的心意祷告。
Teach me how to pray according to your heart.
照父的旨意祷告。
According to the heart of the Father.
我们再读下去。
So when we keep reading,
讲到这个积攒财宝。
And then it talks about, okay, how are you to store up your treasure?
这个地上人都在积攒财宝。
So everybody in this world, we're trying to save up and gather in our treasure.
主说我们要积攒财宝在天上。
So the Lord says, instead, store up your treasure in heaven.
因为你积攒财宝在地上。
Because if you put your treasure here on earth,
啊，有一些问题啊。
There's gonna be, you're gonna have some problem.
你晓得什么问题吗？
You know what problem, the problems you're gonna face?
财宝会被咬掉。
And these things that you store up, they're gonna be eaten up.
从来把你的财宝就咬掉。
Worms and bugs and moths, they're gonna come and eat them up.
会锈掉。
And they will rust.
锈掉了
，and they will age.
锈的东西不能用了
，and when it's all rusted away, you can't use anymore.
没有用了
，it's useless.
啊，你积攒财宝在地上
，when you store
会被偷掉
，when you store up your treasure here in the world, it's going to be stolen.
我们都有这样的经历啊
，we all have such experiences, right?
我们的 bank account 不知不觉就消失了
，our bank account gradually, unknowingly just disappeared.
我常常有时候去 ATM 去这个提款的时候啊
，Every time when I go to the ATM to get some cash out，
我都有点怕怕
，and I'm a little scared。
单子一出来
，and when the receipt slip comes
out，what happened？And
I always ask the question，what happened？
你有没有这样经历啊
？And you have such an
experience？What happened？What
happened？
这个我女儿在大学读书啊
，and my daughter is in school and college。
她的 bank statement 是寄给我。
Her bank statement comes to me.
我每次打开来啊
，Every time I review the statement。
What happened?
What happened?
很紧张啊。
And I began to worry.
所以会被吃掉。
And so he discovered that your wealth
会锈掉。
Will be consumed. Will rust away.
会被偷掉。
Will be stolen.
是不是
？Isn't that true?
啊，主要我们积攒财宝在天上。
So the Lord says, when you store up your treasure, store it up in heaven.
在天上没有虫来咬。
And in heaven, there are no bugs to eat it.
不会锈掉。
It won't rust.
也没有盗贼来偷了。
There are no thieves that will come and break in and steal.
所以我每天的生活啊。
So your everyday life.
我说主啊，让我积攒财宝在天上。
Lord, help me to store up treasure in heaven.
因为地上的东西都会过去。
Because everything in this world is passing away.
地上的财宝都会过去。
All the wealth of this world is passing away.
携带都通都带不走。
And everything that I store up, I can't take with me.
所以我们要积攒，这就是我们的生活啊。
So this is our daily life.
然后呢
？And then，
就叫我们生活里面不要忧虑了。
And the Lord begins to tell us, "Don't worry in your daily walk."
啊，我们忧虑太多啊。
The Lord knows that we worry about many things.
大事小事
，big things, small things，
都在忧虑。
We're all worrying about everything.
早上一大早起来啊，就开始忧虑。
And the minute you open your eyes from your sleep, you begin to worry.
不需要忧虑了。
So the Lord says, "Don't worry."
就说你去看看那个鸟。
Go look at the sparrow.
看看你们家里面那个鸟。
Go look at the birds at home.
它很高兴啊，跳来跳去的。
They are so happy in that cage, leaping around, jumping around.
What do they have?
What is it that they have?
他们有什么呢
？What do they have?
他们不忧虑啊。
They don't worry about anything.
主啊，教导我。
Lord, teach me.
天父有预备。
Our heavenly Father will prepare for us.
天父有预备。
Our heavenly Father will prepare.
我就不忧虑。
So I don't have to worry.
是不是
？Isn't that true?
到处。再来呢
？And then，
我们要先求他的国。
And the Lord says, "Come and seek ye seek ye first my kingdom."
求他的义啊。
Seek after my righteousness.
我们求啊。
A lot of times when we seek for things，
我们求自己的事。
We seek for the things of our own benefit.
我们求神，当我们求他的国和他的义的时候。
When we seek for His kingdom and His righteousness,
圣经真的很有意思啊。
The scripture is very, very interesting.
你看这个第六章第三十三节啊。
Chapter 6, verse 33.
他说：“你们先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要什么？加给你们。”
It says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
这个天父的工作啊。
And the way the Father works,
就是加。
Is that He will always add.
他要加。
He adds.
你先求他的国，他的义。
You ask for His kingdom and His righteousness.
啊，他就把这些东西就加给你。
And then He will add to you all these things.
这就是生活啊。
And this is how we live.
生活到一个地步啊。
You live to a particular condition.
啊，你就发现天父天天在那加你。
And you will discover all of a sudden the Father is adding to me.
应付你的需要。
He is supplying my needs.
你在那里为着他的国他的义啊
When you are busy about his kingdom and his righteousness,
他在那里非常 busy 啊
And he's also very busy.
他在那里加你啊
He's there adding unto you.
把东西加给你
He's adding to you the thing.
你要不要他都能加给你
Whether you want it or not, he keeps adding it to you.
有时候不 有时候你莫名其妙好的东西就来到。
A lot of times you wonder how come all these good things fall in my life.
不是你自己求来的。
I didn't ask for it.
天父给的。
Father says I'll give it to you.
反过来啊。
So contrary.
有的时候我们在自己在这里努力。
And we diligently seek after the things that we want.
我们什么都没有得到。
And we keep going after and we don't get it.
所以我觉得这两章非常宝贵。
And I really treasure these two chapters.
你再读这两章非常宝贵。
And you find that these two chapters are very, very precious.
第五章结束的时候啊。
And when we ended in chapter 5.
啊，我们看见天父在哪里。
And we see that the Heavenly Father is there.
我们要完全像天父完全。
And we need to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
讲到我们的生命。
And then our life.
是讲到我们的生命。
Speaks of our lives.
我们的生命要像天父的生命一样。
Our life needs to be like the life of our Heavenly Father.
第六章结束啊。
And at the conclusion, chapter 6,
讲到我们的生活。
It talks about our daily, how we live.
我们的生活啊，只有神在那里加给我们。
And our everyday life, our Heavenly Father is there to add on to us.
第五章那里有个高超的生命。
And so chapter 5, there is a very supreme life.
第六章啊，就会超越的生活。
And chapter 6 is a daily life that is surpassing.
这就是天国啊。
This is the kingdom of heaven.
神就要把这个东西给我们。
This is what God wants to give us.
所以说这是八福啊。
So when we talk about these eight blessings,
这是福上加福啊。
These eight blessings are blessings upon blessings.
我们不配得的。
We are not worthy of them.
但是神要把这个大福要加给我们。
But our God wants to greatly bless us.
一个福一个福一个福的加给我们。
One blessing after another.
我们要感谢主。
We need to thank the Lord.
这是很大的福啊。
This is a great blessing.
不是我们自己去找的。
And it's not what we went after.
是神要给我们。
It's what God wants to give us.
所以我们为这个要感谢主。
So we want to thank the Lord because of this.
所以我们就要回头到第五章开始。
So now we're going to come back to the beginning of chapter 5.
我们就真的要好好学了。
Now we're gonna go and start practicing.
我们现在这些人呢、啊，通通被送到哈佛去了。
And now we are all sent to Harvard.
最好的 program curriculum 通通 design 好了。
The best program, the best curriculum has been designed for us.
这个 lesson number 这个 class number one, class number two, class number three 通通好了。
And each one of these classes, they've all been prepared.
啊，第一个是虚心的人呐、啊，去学怎么做虚心的人。
The very first class.Go learn how to be one who is poor in spirit.
要把那个课修好啊。
And now go and take this class well.
第二课要去修那个怎么去做一个哀痛的人。
And your second class, go learn how to be one who is mournful.
弟兄姊妹，我们就要学了。
So we need to go learn now.
我们在最好的学校。
We're in the best school.
我们在天国。
We are in the school of Christ.
我们是不是在那里浪费时间呢、啊？
Or are we wasting our time there?
你在哈佛啊，天天晃来晃去，晃来晃去。
And can you imagine if you attain, you got to Harvard, all you do is just walk around aimlessly from day to day?
你爸爸妈妈很伤心的、
啊。Your parents would grieve.
一年给你50,000多块钱，去那边晃来晃去。
$50,000 a year for you just to wander around on campus.
我们今天在神的国里啊。
Here in the kingdom of heaven,
很可惜啊，我们都在晃来晃去。
We cannot just walk around aimlessly.
我们要清醒啊，醒过来啊。
We need to be diligent. We need to wake up.
我们这个 first semester fail 啊，第二个 semester 要醒过来啊。
If we fail this first semester, we need to wake up for the second semester.
我们要醒过来。
We all need to wake up.
我们还有一些时间啊。
We still have time.
我们把这后面的课要修好。
We need to learn these classes, these lessons well.
我们希望我们毕业的时候啊 ，GPA 不要太低了。
And when we graduate, we pray that our spiritual GPA is not too low.
我们这个学生就知道把 GPA 要拉高。
And all of you who are still students, you know what it means to have a high GPA.
要想办法拉高。
Do your very best to raise your GPA.
要做各样方式把 GPA 拉高。
Do all that you can to raise your GPA.
有些高中生啊，他到 community college 把 GPA 拉高。
So some high school students will go to community college to take classes to raise their GPA.
所以我们也要好好的学了哈。
So we need to go and do our diligence.
所以在这里我们就很多学习。
So we obviously see that there are many, many lessons that we can learn from.
主给我们很多学习的机会。
The Lord has obviously given us many opportunities to learn from.
叫我们啊，这些人在天国里好好做天国的子民啊。
That in the kingdom of heaven, we may be good citizens of that kingdom.
所以第一个啊。
And very, the very first thing.
我们再回来交通啊。
Again, I want to come back and sharing in detail.
我们要做一个邻里贫穷的人。
The Lord says, be those who are poor in spirit.
要不要
Do we want to be poor in spirit?
这个很重要的问题啊。
This is a very important question.
我们要不要？我们要不要
Do we want the Lord?
我们要不要主的祝福？
Do we want the blessings of the Lord?
我们要不要主做我们的智慧？
Do we want the Lord to be our wisdom?
我们要主做我的能力。
Do we want the Lord to be our strength?
我要不要主成为我成为我生活中的帮助？
Do we want the Lord to be the help of my everyday life?
所以我们也向主要。
So we can come and ask of the Lord.
做学生要上主要。
Those of us who are still students, we need to ask of the Lord.
主啊，带领我在学校里面好好读书。
Lord, help me to be able to study well.
好好做你的见证。
Help to be a good witness for you.
在工作在职场里面上主要。
And in our workplaces, we need to ask the Lord. Lord, help me.
在工作上面见证你。
To be able to witness for you, testify for you in my work.
这做父母的更是要上主要。
And parents, we need to be more diligent in asking the Lord.
主啊，来帮助我这做父母的。
Lord, come and help me as a parent.
真正知道如何带领我的孩子。
To really know how to raise my child.
帮助我的孩子。
To help my child.
这就是要。
And this is asking of the Lord.
基督徒啊，就是要。基督徒的故事就是要的。
Christians, our story is a story of asking and wanting.
我们信主就是因为我们要。
We are saved and we believe unto the Lord because we needed Him, we wanted Him.
我们开始就是要。
We started from asking and wanting.
我们就要继续不断的要。
We need to keep asking and keep wanting.
我们要天天要。
We need to ask and want Him.
我们要。
We did.
这是很重要的。
And this is very important.
我们要觉得里面有这个饥渴。
We need to have this longing and this thirst.
嘴巴很渴。
My lips getting very thirsty.
要喝水。
My mouth is dry. I need a drink.
主啊，我要你。
So Lord, I need you.
我要你进到我的生活里。
Lord, I need you in the middle of my life.
不要就没有办法了。
If you don't ask, you don't want it. We can't do anything.
对 ，God can't do anything.
God cannot do a thing.
所以开始就是，所以我们要做个灵里品种的人。
So I need to be one who is born spirit.
然后呢，要做，然后要学习做一个哀恸的人。
And then the Lord says, you need to learn to be one who mourns.
什么是哀恸呢？
What is it to mourn?
你的亲人走了。
When your loved one has departed and left.
你失去了一个很宝贵的东西。
And you lost something that is very precious to you.
你有极大的伤痛。
And you hurt and you mourn inside.
这就是哀恸。
And this is mourning.
我们在主面前有没有这样的一种信心啊？
Do we have this condition inside of us?
有没有觉得失去主？
When we feel that at times when we lose the Lord,
失去主的祝福,
when we've lost this blessing,
看见自己很可怜啊,
and when we see how pitiful we are,
我们有没有这样的为这样的事情哀恸啊?
Do we mourn for these situations?
我们看旧约的历史啊,
and we look at the Old Testament,
以色列人在神面前败坏了,
the people of Israel has fallen away from God completely,
在那里拜偶像,
they began to get into idolatry,
神在那里啊，把极大的苦难带给他们。
So the Lord would bring about hardship in their lives.
很多人还是没有感觉啊。
And many of them still don't feel, don't sense a thing.
没有为那种其实在那里哀恸。
They didn't even mourn because of the things that are going bad.
但是先知在那里哀恸啊。
And so the prophets, they would begin to mourn.
他在那里哭泣。
They began to weep.
啊，神就来安慰他们。
And so the Lord would come and comfort the prophets.
有时候我们要在神面前，真是有这样的一个哀恸的心啊。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have this heart of mourning before God.
在主面前悔改。
We need to repent before God.
我在主面前的软弱悔改。
And we need to repent because we are weak.
为我的犯罪悔改。
For the sake of our sins, we mourn.
为我的失败悔改。
For my failures, I mourn.
很难过。
I need to mourn.
我们这样做的时候啊。
And when we mourn this way,
我们就看见我们的父啊，像慈父一样。
We discover that our Heavenly Father, with His kindness,
他就在那里，他就在那里安慰我们。
He comes as we are mourning to comfort us.
被主安慰的人实在是有福的。
Oh, how blessed is those who are comforted by the Lord.
被主安慰的人，他里面就真的是有那个真正的喜乐。
And those who are comforted by the Lord, you find that really there is joy that bubbles up back in.
因为主来这里是真正的赦免你。
Because the Lord has come to forgive me.
真正的来这里安慰。
The Lord truly came to comfort me.
再来我们就再来就是温柔的人了。
And then the Lord says, need to be meek.
在主面前做一个柔软的人。
And be one who is tender towards the Lord.
我们有时候啊，向神都很硬的。
A lot of times we're very stubborn, very hard towards God.
非常硬的。
We're very, very hard.
硬到一个地步，神没有办法做事了。
And we are so far to the point where God says, I can't do anything about it.
我们最近都在读马太福音嘛,
We're all reading the book of Matthew right now.
主在那里很生气啊,
so the Lord was very angry.
就在那里骂那些加百农的人啊,
so the Lord was very angry at the people of Capernaum.
博塞大的人啊,
and the people of Bethsaida, Bethsaida.
你们将来所受的审判啊, 比这个索多玛俄罗摩拉还要厉害。
The Lord says that the judgment that you will come under will be much more severe than the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为硬啊。
Because you are stubborn.
像你们唱歌, 你们不跳舞。
We sing to you, you don't dance.
像你们举哀, 你们不爱哭。
And we play a dirge of mourning, you do not cry.
很硬啊。
You are stubborn.
像神硬啊。
You are stubborn towards God.
神没有办法。
God said, I can't do a thing.
只有带来审判。
The only thing that has remained is judgment.
但是我们的主呢?
But the Lord our God,
像神柔软。
He is soft towards God.
像主啊, 在同样11章里面啊, 想说我们的主是柔和谦卑啊。
In chapter 11, it says that He is lowly and He is humble.
他像神是柔软的。
He is one that is soft and gentle towards God.
所以他就知道父的旨意啊。
So He knows the will of the Father.
天父的旨意像聪明人就隐藏起来。
So the will of the Father is revealed to those, is hidden to those who are wise.
像婴孩就显明出来。
And they are revealed to those who are babies.
婴孩是柔软的。
And those who are babies, they're tender, they're soft.
很顺的，很顺顺顺从。
And they're very willing to obey.
信而顺从。
They trust and they obey.
所以我们要真正要学这件事啊。
So the Lord says, you need to learn this.
学在神面前。 柔软，依靠他。
Learn to be soft before me, to trust in me.
在这个马太十一章，我们都很熟，最近读过哈。
Matthew chapter 11, we have all recently read it.
到这个最后的时候，主在这里有一个呼召了。
And the Lord had a call.
他说：“劳苦重担的担重担的人都来啊。”
So the Lord says, "Come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden."
主在那里呼召那些劳苦担重担的人。
Lord calls all those who are weary and heavy laden.
来干什么呢?
Why would he call them to come?
来学主啊,
to come and to learn from me.
来学主,
to come and learn from me.
学主什么呢?
To learn how.
学主的柔和谦卑啊,
to learn of his gentleness and his meekness.
好, 我们学主的柔和谦卑,
and to learn of his lowliness and heart.
我们就得安息,
and you will have rest.
好, 我们就得安息,
you will have rest.
得安息啊, 在希伯来里面啊, 就是得到那块地了。
And in the Hebrew language, to have rest is to obtain that land.
好, 我们就进到美地去,
we have entered into the Beulah land.
得到主做我们的美地了,
that the Lord has become our land.
这就是主的心意,
and this is the desire of the Lord.
我们向主柔软,
we are tender towards Him.
向主柔软, 主很能够做事,
and when we are soft towards God, God's able to do things in our lives.
就把我们带到他的心意里,
and so the Lord would lead us in the midst of His heart.
我们要向主祷告说，主啊，叫我做一个soft的人啊。
So we need to pray, Lord, help me to be a tender and a soft person.
不要做一个硬的人。
Don't be a hard person.
有时候太硬了。
A lot of times we are too hard.
啊, 要做一个柔软。
But we need to be soft.
不要有私心啊, 给我们一个肉心。
But do not have a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh.
然后再来讲到饥渴慕义的人呢。
And then the Lord goes and says to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
啊, 我把这个义, 如果你把它拿掉啊,
and
就问这个饥渴, 慕什么?
Those who hunger and thirst for what?
啊, 常常有时候啊, 我们是细骨, 我们是饥渴慕什么? 很多人是饥渴慕财富啊。
And a lot of times we hunger and we thirst after possessions of wealth.
啊, 在细骨啊, 很多人呢, 饥渴慕钱。
In the Silicon Valley, we hunger and thirst for money.
啊, 他 IPO, 为了 IPO 啊,
and for the sake of an IPO,
啊, 他这个什么都不要,
they can sacrifice everything.
他这个SADA他IPO了。SADA。
Oh, he finally got into a startup and got the IPO.
啊, 他在那里啊，一心一意的要赚钱。
And all of his heart, he wants to lay hold of money.
他这个人很 determined.
He's very determined.
他没有周末.
And he has no weekends.
没有假期.
He has no holidays.
很 strong 的决心.
And he has a very strong determination in the world.
为的是要赚钱啊.
That I'm going to be wealthy.
我们有没有这样决心?
Do we have such a determination?
啊, 饥渴慕义.
to hunger and to thirst.
有这个决心，主啊，我要讨你喜悦。
And to have the same hunger and thirst, but to say, Lord, I want to please you instead.
我们都差很远。
We are far from it.
我们没有这种很少的决心。
We don't have such a hard determination.
刚才我们讲说，我要向主柔软。
And earlier we say we need to be soft and tender towards God.
现在我们在这里讲是说，我们对自己啊。我们有很大的，要很硬，要硬起来。
And we now say we need to be very determined and very hard towards ourselves.
我们要向很多我们的肉体，向我们的环境说 no.
And we need to say no to many of the things that is of our flesh, of our circumstances.
这个是需要我们操练的。
This needs to be exercised.
要一心的讨主的喜悦。
With all of our hearts, do it with the mindset of pleasing the Lord.
学习啊，向我们的肉体说 no.
And learn to say no to our flesh.
因为我们讨肉体喜悦啊，我们就没有办法讨神喜悦。
And when we are pleasing our own flesh, we cannot please God.
再来是连续人的人有福了。
And then it says those who are merciful, they will be blessed.
主耶稣啊，在马太这个第九章到后面的时候啊，他说啊。
In Matthew chapter 9, towards the end, the Lord says,
他看见许多人啊，就连续他们。
He saw many of them, so he had compassion on them.
因为他们像羊没有牧人一样。
Because they are like sheep without a shepherd.
我们常常没有主这样的心啊。
A lot of times we don't have the heart like our Lord.
我们没有这样的眼光啊。
We don't have such a sight.
我们说主啊，帮助我扩大我。
And we always pray, Lord, help me, enlarge me.
有你的眼光啊。
And to have your eyesight.
有你这个怜悯的心。
And Lord, help me to have your way of seeing things and your heart of seeing things.
借着我把祝福流出去。
And through me, your blessings may flow.
我们余弟兄在这里常常这个交通，是不是？
Brother, you often share with us.
他说你要抓住机会。
Says lay hold of every opportunity.
抓住机会。
Every opportunity.
成为别人的祝福。
To be someone else's blessing.
从你周围的人开始。
Start from those who are around you.
从你的家人开始。
From your family members.
成为你太太的祝福。
To be a blessing for your wife.
成为你常常在家里，因为我看见我太太有需要。
And when you're at home, oftentimes you begin to look for the needs of your wife.
她在那里啊，很 tired， 坐在沙发上。
She looked very tired and exhausted on the sofa.
你不要去说啊，你怎么还不去煮饭？
No, well, don't go up to her and say, "How come you're still there and not cooking?"
已经六点半，快去煮饭。
6:30 already. Go cook.
我们常常是这样的反应。
A lot of times we treat our wives that way.
我们要学习有一个怜悯的心呢。
We need to have a merciful heart.
说太太，你好好去休息。
Say, "Honey, you lie there and rest."
今天 dinner 交给我。
I'll take care of dinner today.
好吃不好吃那没办法。
Whether it's good or not, I can't guarantee it.
但是要有个怜悯的心。
But have a heart of tenderness.
帮助我们周围的人啊。
To help those who are around us.
虽然这个讲好像很好笑啊。
It sounds very humorous.
但是这个很实际。
But this is very practical.
弟兄啊，在家里要祝福，要成为你子民的祝福。
Brothers, we need to be blessings for our wives at home.
少责备。
Don't rebuke so much.
很多很多鼓励啊。
More and more encouragement.
我们都不太常做这个事。
A lot of times we don't encourage.
就是我们需要在操练。
We need to put to practice.
成为我们周围人的祝福。
To be a blessing to those around us.
因为我们周围人都很可怜啊。
And everybody around us is very suffering quite a bit.
主啊，让我成为他们的祝福。
Lord, help me to be a blessing to those around me.
然后第六个，做一个清心的人啊。
Number six, to be one who is pure in heart.
我们的心不清啊。
When our heart isn't pure.
我们心里面东西太多太杂。
We know that our hearts are full of stuff, full of junk.
我们怎么看神呢？
How do we see God?
没办法看神。
There's no way you can find a clear sight to go see God.
我们连自己都看不见。
We can't even see ourselves very clearly.
我们就 lost 掉。
And we are lost in the
business. 因为我们的心很重要。
So the condition of our hearts are very important.
有什么办法呢？
What can we do?
我的心脏脏乱乱的怎么办呢？
My heart is filthy, it's dirty, it's a mess.
最好的方法是什么？
What's the best way?
最好的方法就把神的话带进来啊。
Go and take the word of God.
你把神的话带进来啊，你就清楚。
And you bring the word of God and put it in our hearts, and there's
clarity. 我们这几节都很熟啊，诗篇19第八节。
Psalm 19 verse 8.
我们能不能把它打一下？诗篇十九篇第八节。
Psalm 19 verse 8.
Can we ask the projectionist to put it on the screen?
如果你有圣经，你也可以翻开来看。
If you have your Bible, please turn there. Psalm 19, verse 8.
我们找，或者我们找到，我们一起念哈。
Let's read it together.
他说：“耶和华的信实正直，快活人心，命令清洁，明亮眼目，对不对
？”Isn't that true?
我们再读一次。
Read it again.
读一次哈。耶和华的信实正直，能快活人心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。我们要把主的话带进来。
We need to come and take the word of God in.
主的话进来了，我的心就活过来了。
When the word of God comes in, my heart comes alive.
主的话进来了，我眼睛就清楚了。
When the word of God comes in, my eyesight is restored.
这就是我们为什么要读主的话。
So brothers, this is the reason why we need to read the word.
有的时候我们的危机就是我读过了。
A lot of time, our tragedy is that we always say, oh, I've read it already.
这个马太五章已经读五次了。
Matthew chapter 5, I've read it 5 times already.
啊，读不进去了，没有味道。
I have no appetite for it anymore.
啊，其实啊，不光是马太五章啊，新约我已经读过一次了。
And it's not just Matthew chapter 5. You know the New Testament, I've read it once already.
我再读第二次啊，我觉得我已经都知道。
You want me to read it the second time? I already know it.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们都不知道。
But it's true to tell you the truth, we don't know it.
神的话对我们常常是陌生的。
The word of God oftentimes is foreign to us.
我们把主的话带到，不是光带到我们的头脑里。
And we are not only putting the word of God in our mind.
我们把主的话带到我们心里。
We need to take the word of God and put it in our hearts.
我们每次读主的话，说主啊，你的话进到我的心。
We need to pray, Lord, when we read your word will come into my heart.
我们如果这样常常操练了、
啊、，If we oftentimes pray and practice this way,
我们就喜欢读主的话。
Then we would delight in reading His word.
我们就不愿意把主的话摆下来。
And we would not want to put down His word.
啊，主的话比蜜更甜啊。
The word of God is sweeter than honey.
你不要说读五次啊。
Not to say that read it 5 times.
五百次都觉得不腻啊。
Even after 500 times, you still
find it sweet. 哦，主的话 so sweet.
And you will still claim, oh Lord, your word is so sweet.
所以我们要这样操练。
And we need to practice this.
操练啊，对主的话有很好的胃口。
And to have an appetite for the word of God.
然后我们要操练啊，做一个使人和睦的人。
And we need to practice being a peacemaker.
不是说啊，我跟你做一个。跟你邻居说、啊、I'm a good neighbor, I'm your good neighbor.
And not simply go up to someone next to you and say, hey, I'm going to be a good neighbor to you.
啊，真正使人和睦啊，就是把人带到主的面前。
And the best peacemakers, as related to these verses, are those who are able to bring individuals before God.
啊，让他们与神和好。
That they may be right with God.
主给我们，主给福音给我们啊。
God's given us the gospel.
主也要我们把福音给我们周围的人。
God also wants us to take the gospel and give it to those around us.
要把人引到神的面前。
To bring man before God.
啊，圣经里面就这样记载啊，罗马书。
And just as the Lord has reported in the book of Romans.
传福音、报喜信的，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Blessed are the feet of those who brings the good tidings.
在这个英文里面，这个和脚中何等佳美啊。他就说这是一件 beautiful thing.
It says how beautiful are the feet of those who bring forth good tidings.
我们在主面前能做一件事啊，神看来是 beautiful 的。
There's something that we can do that in the eyes of God, God would say that is beautiful.
就是传福音的。
Just go and share the gospel.
把人带到主面前。
To bring man before God.
所以我们等一下有一个主日学啊。
So we're going to have a Sunday school class.
就是什么？就是这个福音工作坊，是不是？
And it's the field of the gospel.
就是教我们来怎么样来传福音。
And we will learn how to share the gospel.
我们需要多做一个福音的人。
We need to be someone who is more gospel.
在我们的生活里面，在我们小组里面。
In our lives, in our small group.
啊，把福音介绍给人。
And we need to be able to take the opportunity to share the gospel to others.
对人有负担。
And have a burden, a heart for others.
这是我们要学习。
We need to learn to do that.
然后最后啊
，the last
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
主是为我们受许多的苦啊。
Our Lord has suffered tremendously for us.
极大的苦。
Tremendously.
我们都不能够理解，不能够体会多他为我们受的苦有多深。
And the pain and the suffering that He's gone through for us, there's no one that can comprehend.
主为我，我也应该为主。
So if the Lord is for me, then I ought to be for Him.
所以我们应该付代价。
We ought to be willing to pay the price.
我们应该愿意。愿意为主摆上自己。
We need to be willing to offer up ourselves.
这罗马书十二章一节啊，他说这是我们理所当然的侍奉。
So Romans 12 verse 1 says that it is our reasonable service.
我们应该把自己交给主。
We need to give ourselves to the Lord.
为主愿意受些苦。
And be willing to suffer for the Lord.
感谢主，当我们这样做的时候啊。
And we thank the Lord when we have His willingness to do this.
主在那里。把天国赐给我们就讲了。
The Lord will reward us with the kingdom of heaven.
天国不光是我们进入，将来也成为我们的奖赏。
The kingdom of heaven is not simply something that we enter in, but it shall be our reward.
所以这些东西都是可以给我们操练的。
So brothers, these things are given to us that we may put to practice.
你想这个美国的宪法就是一条一条一条 ，Article One, Article Two, Article Three.
The Constitution of this land has various articles, Article One, Two, and Three.
主把他的话也摆在我们面前。
God places words right in front of us.
旧约有十诫，一条一条一条。
In the Old Testament, you discover there are the Ten Commandments, one after another.
在新约啊，有马太五章有这个八福。
And in Matthew chapter 5, we discover there are these eight blessings.
不是八个道理。
It's not eight doctrines.
不是八个很好的一个道德的模范。
It's not eight wonderful, virtuous models to follow.
八个是叫我们把这样的生命活出来。
And it is for us to live it out.
所以我们需要有这样的操练。
So we need to exercise.
当我们有这样操练的时候啊，天国就是我们的。
And when we exercise this way, the kingdom of heaven is ours.
我们如果不操练啊
，If we do not practice,
天国都是他的。
But the kingdom of heaven is always there.
我们必须要操练到的地步啊，天国是我们的。
We need to practice to the point where we can say ours is the kingdom of heaven.
我们先祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你来。
Lord, we thank you that you came.
你把天国带来。
You brought us the kingdom of heaven.
不是我们寻找你。
Not that we are looking for you.
是你寻找我们。
You came to seek us out.
把我们带到你的国里。
You brought us into your kingdom.
主啊，我们谢谢你的话。
Lord, we want to thank you for your words.
主啊，你也知道，我们也知道你要我们做怎么样的人。
We know what manner of a person you want us to be.
你要我们把这样宝贵的生命活出来。
You want us to be able to live out this precious life.To be someone who's poor in spirit. To be someone who mourns. To be someone who's gentle. To be someone who has hunger and thirst for righteousness.
To
be someone who's merciful. Someone who's pure in heart. And a peacemaker. And who's willing to suffer for righteousness' sake.
主啊，我们知道凭着自己我们都做不到。
Lord, we know that by ourselves we cannot be any of these things.
主啊，帮助我们。
But Lord, we ask you to help us.
帮助我们进入天国的实际。
Help us enter into the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
让我们成为天国的子民。
That we may be the true citizens of this kingdom.
活出天国子民的实际来。
To live out the reality of this kingdom.
主耶稣，这些话留在我们里面。
Lord, we ask you help us retain these words in our hearts.
也是我们何等的感谢你在里面。
Lord, how we thank you and we praise you.
谢谢你的话。
Thank you for your words.
我这样祷告奉主耶稣。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 感谢主。